Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. This is episode 25, Mastering the Terrain, Your Strategic Guide to Life. Life presents us with varied landscapes, some smooth and predictable, others treacherous and full of surprises. How you navigate these terrains determines your success, fulfillment, and resilience. Understanding terrain goes far beyond reading topographical maps or hiking trails. It's about recognizing the environments you encounter daily and learning to move through them with wisdom and strategic awareness. When you master the art of reading terrain, you gain a powerful advantage. You can identify opportunities others miss, avoid pitfalls that trap the unprepared, and position yourself for success in any situation. This ancient principle rooted in strategic thinking applies to every area of modern life, from your career advancement to your personal relationships. Think of terrain mastery as your personal GPS system. Just as navigating unfamiliar roads becomes easier with the right tools and knowledge, understanding your life's terrain helps you make better decisions, anticipate challenges, and create favorable conditions for growth. This skill transforms uncertainty into opportunity and obstacles into stepping stones. Understanding career terrain, identifying opportunities. Your professional landscape shifts constantly. New technologies emerge, industries evolve, and organizational structures change. Those who master career terrain don't just adapt, they thrive by recognizing patterns and positioning themselves advantageously. Start by mapping your industry's terrain. What trends are emerging? Which skills are becoming valuable? Where are the growth areas, and what obstacles commonly derail careers in your field? This knowledge becomes your strategic foundation. Consider the terrain within your organization. Every workplace has its unique topography, informal power structures, communication patterns, and cultural norms that shape daily experiences. The person who understands these dynamics can navigate them effectively while others struggle with office politics or missed opportunities. Look for high ground in your career terrain. These are positions, projects, or relationships that offer broader perspective and increased influence. High ground might be a role that connects multiple departments, a project with high visibility, or relationships with key decision makers. From these vantage points, you can see opportunities and threats more clearly. Timing plays a crucial role in career terrain mastery. Recognizing when conditions are favorable for advancement, career changes, or skill development allows you to move with the current rather than against it. The most successful professionals learn to read these seasonal patterns in their industries and organizations. Social terrain, navigating relationships. Human relationships create complex terrain filled with emotions, expectations, and unspoken rules. Mastering social terrain means understanding the dynamics that influence how people interact, what motivates them, and how to build meaningful connections. Every social group has its own terrain characteristics. Family dynamics differ from workplace relationships, which differ from community interactions. Each requires different navigation strategies while maintaining your authentic self. Pay attention to the emotional terrain in your relationships. Some conversations require careful navigation around sensitive topics, while others invite open exploration of ideas and feelings. Learning to read these emotional landscapes helps you communicate more effectively and avoid unnecessary conflicts. Social terrain includes understanding influence patterns. Who are the connectors in your network? Which relationships provide support, challenge, or growth opportunities? Mapping these connections helps you nurture valuable relationships and identify gaps in your social support system. Cultural terrain adds another layer of complexity. Different backgrounds, generations, and perspectives create unique landscapes within the same social group. Respecting and understanding these differences allows you to build bridges rather than walls. Personal terrain, recognizing internal strengths and weaknesses. Your internal terrain might be the most important landscape to master. This includes your strengths, weaknesses, values, emotional patterns, and personal history that shape how you experience and respond to life. Begin with honest self-assessment. What are your natural talents and developed skills? Where do you consistently struggle or feel drained? Understanding your internal terrain helps you choose battles wisely and position yourself where you can contribute most effectively. Emotional terrain requires special attention. We all have triggers, patterns, and emotional seasons that influence our decision-making and relationships. Recognizing these patterns allows you to prepare for challenging periods and maximize productive times. Your energy terrain varies throughout days, weeks, and seasons. Some people are naturally more creative in the morning, while others find their peak performance in the evening. Understanding your energy patterns helps you schedule important tasks when you're most capable and protect your recovery time. Values represent your moral terrain, the principles and beliefs that guide your decisions. When you're clear about your values, you can navigate ethical challenges more confidently and make decisions aligned with your authentic self. Personal history creates terrain features that influence current experiences. Past successes build confidence for similar challenges, while previous disappointments might create caution in related areas. Understanding how your history shapes your present responses allows you to leverage strengths and address limiting beliefs. Strategic advantages: creating favorable conditions. Terrain mastery isn't just about adapting to existing conditions, it's about actively creating favorable environments when possible. This proactive approach transforms you from a passive responder to an active architect of your circumstances. In career situations, creating favorable terrain might involve building skills before they're required, cultivating relationships across different departments, or positioning yourself as the go-to person for specific expertise. These actions create advantages before you need them. Social terrain can be improved through consistent, authentic relationship building. When you invest in others without immediate expectation of return, you create a network of goodwill that provides support during challenging times and opportunities for collaboration during growth periods. Time management creates favorable personal terrain. When you organize your schedule around your natural rhythms and priorities, you work with your internal terrain rather than against it. This alignment increases effectiveness while reducing stress and burnout. Physical environment shapes your daily terrain. Organizing your workspace, home, and personal systems reduces friction in daily activities and creates conditions that support your goals rather than hinder them. Continuous learning keeps you ahead of terrain changes. Industries evolve, relationships develop, and personal circumstances shift. Those who consistently update their knowledge and skills can adapt more quickly when terrain changes occur. Avoiding pitfalls, recognizing and circumventing obstacles. Every terrain contains potential pitfalls, hidden dangers that can derail progress or cause significant setbacks. Learning to recognize these hazards allows you to avoid them or navigate around them safely. Career pitfalls often involve timing mistakes, relationship missteps, or skill gaps that become apparent during critical moments. Common traps include accepting roles without understanding the political landscape, neglecting to build diverse skill sets, or failing to maintain external professional networks. Relationship pitfalls frequently stem from miscommunication, unmet expectations, or failure to respect boundaries. These might include assuming others share your priorities, avoiding difficult conversations until they become crises, or neglecting important relationships during busy periods. Personal pitfalls often involve overcommitment, neglecting self-care, or pursuing goals that conflict with your values or natural abilities. These internal traps can be particularly challenging because they often feel like the right thing to do on the surface. Financial terrain contains numerous pitfalls that can affect other life areas. Poor financial planning, lifestyle inflation, or investment mistakes can create stress that impacts career performance, relationships, and personal well-being. Information overload presents modern terrain hazards. With constant access to news, social media, and endless learning opportunities, it's easy to become overwhelmed or distracted from meaningful progress in important areas. Case studies, examples of terrain mastery in different scenarios. Sarah, a marketing professional, demonstrated terrain mastery during a company reorganization. While others focused on protecting their existing roles, she studied the new organizational structure and identified an emerging need for someone to coordinate between traditional marketing and new digital initiatives. She positioned herself as the bridge between these functions, creating a valuable role that didn't exist before the change. David applied terrain thinking to his relationship challenges. After several failed romantic relationships, he mapped his emotional patterns and realized he consistently chose partners during stressful life periods when his judgment was impaired. By changing his approach, focusing on personal stability first and dating during calmer periods, he was able to build a healthier long-term relationship. Maria used terrain mastery to navigate a career transition from finance to nonprofit work. Rather than making an abrupt change, she studied the terrain of both worlds. She volunteered with organizations in her spare time, built relationships in the nonprofit sector, and developed relevant skills while maintaining her financial stability. When the right opportunity emerged, she was positioned perfectly to make the transition successfully. A small business owner, James, applied terrain thinking to his market positioning. Instead of competing directly with established players in his industry, he identified an underserved niche where his company's unique strengths aligned perfectly with market needs. This positioning allowed him to grow steadily without engaging in destructive price competition. Practical steps to apply terrain mastery in daily life. Begin your terrain mastery journey with regular assessment practices. Set aside time weekly to evaluate the key terrains in your life. What patterns are you noticing? Where are opportunities emerging? What obstacles are developing that you should address proactively? Develop your observation skills through mindful attention to your environments. Pay attention to subtle changes in workplace dynamics, shifts in relationships, or variations in your personal energy and motivation. These small signals often precede larger terrain changes. Create your own terrain maps for important life areas. Draw simple diagrams showing key relationships in your professional network. Map your daily energy patterns or chart the seasonal rhythms in your industry. Visual representations help you see patterns and connections that might not be obvious otherwise. Practice scenario planning for different terrain conditions. What would you do if your industry experienced major disruption? How would you adapt if key relationships changed? What backup plans do you have if your current path encounters obstacles? This preparation builds confidence and reduces anxiety about uncertainty. Build diverse capabilities that transfer across different terrains. Communication skills, problem-solving abilities, and emotional intelligence serve you well regardless of specific circumstances. These foundational competencies provide stability as you navigate changing conditions. Cultivate a network of advisors who understand different terrains. Mentors, peers, and friends from various backgrounds can provide perspectives you might miss. Their insights help you see blind spots and recognize opportunities in unfamiliar territory. Document your terrain mastery journey. Keep notes about what works in different situations, lessons learned from mistakes, and successful strategies you can replicate. This personal database becomes increasingly valuable as you face new challenges. Start small, but think strategically. Apply terrain principles to low-risk situations first, building your skills and confidence before tackling major life decisions. Each successful application teaches you more about how terrain mastery works in your specific circumstances. Remember that terrain mastery is an ongoing practice, not a destination. Conditions change, you grow and evolve, and new challenges emerge. The goal isn't to control your environment completely, it's to develop the wisdom and skills to navigate whatever terrain life presents with grace, purpose, and strategic awareness. Your journey toward terrain mastery begins with your next conscious choice to observe your environment more carefully, consider your positioning more strategically, and act with greater awareness of the conditions around you. Each step builds your capability to create favorable conditions and navigate challenges with ancient wisdom applied to modern life. Practical ways to apply terrain mastery. Practice mindful observation. Take time each day to pause and truly observe your surroundings. Notice the opportunities and challenges present, tuning into the subtle cues that can guide your decisions. Assess your position. Regularly reflect on where you stand in your goals, relationships, and personal growth. Identifying your current position can help you make deliberate and effective choices for your next steps. Adapt to changing conditions. Life is ever-changing, and flexibility is key. When faced with unexpected challenges, practice reframing them as opportunities to grow and learn. Set intentional goals. Create a clear vision for what you wish to achieve. Break larger goals into smaller, actionable steps to ensure consistent progress over time. Strengthen resilience. Cultivate habits that build mental and emotional resilience, such as journaling, meditation, or connecting with trusted mentors. Resilience helps you stay grounded through turbulence. Develop strategic thinking skills. Take time to analyze situations before acting. Consider the potential outcomes and choose a path that aligns with your values and long-term objectives. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Celebrating these milestones fuels motivation and reminds you of your growing mastery. By incorporating these steps into your daily life, you begin to cultivate the wisdom, awareness, and adaptability needed to become a true master of your terrain. Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey of growth and self-mastery. We're thrilled to have you as part of our community, striving toward excellence and purpose together. Remember, the tools and strategies shared in this podcast are here to empower you in your pursuit of success. Stay tuned for more episodes packed with inspiration and actionable wisdom. Until next time, keep pushing forward, stay disciplined, and conquer each challenge with confidence and strategy.